chapter 1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Like I say, if you want to leave, the best time to leave is right now. Hallelujah. Acts 1. Hallelujah. Again, somebody going to have to read for me. Sorry. 1:4-8.
And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
Hallelujah. Can you read verse 14, please?
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication, with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren.
Amen. Can you raise your hands? Say, God, speak to me. Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You may be seated. And let's do it. Amen. Like I say, I've been pursuing that. This is not a new subject. It's something that I've been chewing for such a long time. And when I talk to some people don't believe it. And some people don't care about it. And some people think that that time is already gone. And the book of Acts is a very powerful book. Hallelujah, because that's the attitude of the disciples after they've been with Jesus. Hallelujah. And that's, let me do my first stop right here, but always when you meet Jesus, you're going to have an attitude about it. It's impossible for you to say to me that you know Jesus and he's still the same. Because when you get to know Jesus, something gonna have to have an attitude, an action gonna have to take place. And we all know so good the book of Acts and all so good all the scriptures, and we know Peter preaching the great message, the sharp message that became such a powerful and is still burning today on our places. But what always bothered me that in Acts 19, and I'm not good with dates, I don't study things like that, but I'm just putting more or less than if you want to study at home. But the book of Acts 19 was more or less 20 years after Acts 2. And in Acts 19, you show up there and the disciples say, have you heard about the name of Jesus? Or have you heard about the Holy Ghost? And just 20 years later, they are saying, we never even heard about it. That's cheering me. Amen. And they come in and preach, and you know the results, and further we go, and you go to the book of Jude, and the book of Jude, I have more or less written here that it's more or less 30 to 40 years after Acts 2. And when you get there, you see the desperation or the worry about the preacher trying to straight up the church. Hallelujah. You can see the burning desire trying to give the truth and trying to straight up that church that was a mess. And I don't even want to lose my time talking about the churches of Revelations. Hallelujah, where you see, you're not even warm, you're not even hot. I don't know where you are. You're a big mess. And that's the way we see. That's just short years after the book of Acts 2. Hallelujah. And I get to think about myself. And here we are in the year of 2015. And imagine what is left for us. Well, after all this journey that I gave you a resume that I've been in this 2 or 3 years walking, lonely walk. I came to a desire that has been burning in my heart, and that's what I want to try to deliver it on this place today. What was the secret of the Church of Acts? And whatever is the secret, I want to have to my church, and I hope somebody want to hear what I want to say tonight. The first step, the jet's still behind me. The first step is the repentance. Just be patient. And by August, I was in prayer and I decided to do a little revival that I was the preacher. I was the preacher for my own revival. And we're going to call the revival Coming Back to Bethel. Jacob, he passed. And where he passed, he saw the ladder going up and down, angels coming up and down. But he left that place. And years later, with a life with a mess, running away from brothers, running away from father-in-law, running away with a lot of problems. Years later, he come to his family saying, you know what? We need to come back to Bethel. And to come back to Bethel, we're going to have to do some changes here. And that's what makes me happy on this place. Hallelujah. Because they're cleaning the jets still behind me. And today I just need to go to the second step. And I believe that the relief is over on this place. And it's time to declare a new page, a new era, a new time on this church. You may be seated. Oh, hallelujah. Then I wrote down the three secrets. The three secrets from the Church of Acts. And if everything works out today, we're going to practice all the three tonight. Hallelujah. And the first secret that the Church of Acts, they had it. If we want to come back, we need to see what it was doing. The first secret was something called faith. And to talk about faith, I know it's hard, but I'm going to do it. The Bible says that without faith, it is impossible. Impossible. Doesn't matter who you are, it is impossible if you don't have faith. Oh, Grant. How can I forget my grandma? Grandma used to say, if you have faith, you don't have doubt. If you have doubt, you don't have faith. Because when they don't work together. They don't work together. Or you have it, or you don't have it. If you have it, you are pleasing Him. If you don't have it, I'm going to try to help you. Because we want to come back to Bethel. We want to come back to the Church of Acts. Oh, maybe see that. Just be patient. I have a long ways to go. Oh, if you have faith, you're going to have works. If you have faith, you're going to have an attitude. If you have faith, you're going to have an action. Hallelujah. It's impossible to say I have faith and stay still. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Faith. Faith. Always scared as illustration we mean. The pastor was going in their state. There was going to be dry in their state. No rain for months. And the pastor decided to call a prayer meeting. Say, we need to call, pray. We're going to pray and fast for the rain. And he called all the saints to come. Say, we're going to get together. We're just going to pray for one thing. Till the rain come down. Well, all the saints show up. But one of the girls, she came to the church with an umbrella. If you go pray and don't expect it. If you go pray and don't hope it, you're not going to get it. Faith. My God, hallelujah. Oh, imagine if we all can finish this service with faith. Oh, hallelujah. You may be seated, Let me just give me time here. Faith. I'm going to tell you, who have faith, it don't worry what the others say. When I read Bible, people that ride cars read Bible different than the Jets. When I read the Bible, I think it's in Mark 11, if you want to read later. Mark 11, you see Jesus stopping and talking to a tree. Now, if any of those elders would go outside and speak to a tree, I was going to scratch my head and say, something's going on right there. But Jesus stopped and speak. The Bible say he told the tree. At least in Portuguese say that. He spoke to the tree. You're not going to have fruits no more. Imagine me talking to this flower right here. You're laughing, but I'm going to get what I want here. Faith! It doesn't matter. Hallelujah. The disciples say, did I see right, Jesus? You speaking to the tree? Yeah, I spoke to the tree. And the Bible said the next day, when the disciples walked there, they marvelous. Because the tree was dry to the roots. The tree was dry to the root. Let me tell you, it's time to you speak to your problems. It's time to you speak to your situation. It's time to you speak for any situation that's trying to pull you down. Oh, some people, hallelujah. It's time to start speaking to some situations. Hallelujah, I know we cannot talk to the tree, but it's the attitude. Tree, you're not going to do it no more. Hallelujah, Satan, you're not going to do it no more. Hallelujah, family, you're not going to do it no more. Hallelujah, get out of my way. Get out of my way. I have faith. And faith, I can please God. Sit. Faith. Oh, hallelujah. Faith. Oh, I need everybody to get with me on this. Faith. Oh, hallelujah. Faith is persistent. Oh, Elder Howard, I never forgot the message you preached about faith 5 years ago when I first met him. Faith. And that's still pumping. That's still bubbling. That's the Sunday school song. Still bubbling in my soul. Hallelujah. Faith. Faith. Only you know faith. Faith is persistent. Persistent, that means you don't give up. If you want to be a winner, somebody needs to be a loser. And guess what? It's not going to be me. I have faith. I already spoke to the situation. I already spoke to the problem. Get out. Hallelujah. Hell, I don't even maybe see that. I don't even know the name for that lady. Hallelujah. But the lady came to the judge, and the Bible said the judge didn't like Jesus or God, whatever you want to put it. Hallelujah. And he'd say, I hate those Christians. And she'd say, I have a need. I have a need. The Bible say he didn't please her. He didn't give the answer for her because he liked her. It's because she was persistent. The judge could go to the supermarket. She would be there. Here I am. Don't forget it. Don't forget it. Hallelujah. Maybe she would drive. The judge would drive downtown. Hey, don't forget it. I know you can. I know you able. I know you will. I don't know how. I don't know how. But I know you can. I want to come back to the Church of Acts. You may be seated. Hallelujah. I want to build faith on this place today. Oh, I say I want to build faith on this place today. If we have faith, all things are possible. Oh, hallelujah. I say if you have faith, all things are possible. This, I know it's going to sound really weird for me to say that, but I will. God gave me a revelation about faith this week. Yes, revelation to understand faith. Last week was Wednesday. I was coming back from a church that was 4 hours away from my house. Went there to preach, help, and start getting all those calls saying that our city was getting hit by a storm. And I say, all the saints, big damage, those rocks, hell rocks, and I don't know. I know y'all don't use metrics. The United States is the only place that don't use metrics. But I think you can take it. And one day, 200 millimeters of water came down. Usually 100 millimeters for the whole month. We got 200 millimeters in one day. That means that the flood that came to the city was higher than me. Well, I came home when I arrived in my city, I decided to go to the saint's house to see if I could help or do anything. I gave my assistant whatever I could do or to offer help for them. And I was going up the street to go to the church, passing the front of the church. And from there, I would go home. It was almost 3 a.m. And I stopped and the street was all flooded. Okay. Then never happened that way on that street. And suddenly I saw a mom and a lady and the phone desperate. She said, he fall in the river. He fall in the river. I stopped my car and I could see she was in 911. And I say, ma'am, what happened? Say, well, I have a guy that just fall in the river. And he's there crying for help. Well, I went there, got my flashlight. I was in my suit. And I was watching out to step and don't mess up my suit. Because usually some people, they exaggerate. You know, he fall in the river. He may just be there. Yeah. And when I finally went through the bushes and through the trees or what, I don't know the right names. I went. I had to walk a further place where, and I heard he crying out in the dark, "Help!" I said, "Okay." Firefighters here. And I am one if you're laughing. Firefighters here, just keep talking to me. I need to find where you at. Help here, here. And I could hear all the big river coming, and it was at least 6 foot high than the normal. Finally, I found a black guy that was white already. Because we just finishing our summer, our winter, and was cold. And then, in the fire department, they have a code, or they use code to speak in the phones or whatever you call. And we have a code for when somebody's dead, we call 30. And when I call the fire department, I say, "Oh, y'all can come, but he's 29 and a half." Huh. I'm here in the scene. And he was there, holding the tree and the river so strong. And suddenly he would disappear and come back. "Help!" I say, "Hold on, the guys are coming, the guys are coming." I didn't have no equipment. But suddenly, Elder Howard, that guy told me something that changed me. He looked, "Are you a firefighter?" I said, "Yeah, I am." Say, "I have faith on you." Oh, ha-ha. Oh, now you're talking something different. "I have faith on you." Oh, I get chills just to think about it. When he told that, I need to tell you, I just pump it up and say, "Well, I'm going to take you out from that, son." The guys came, the fire department came and said, "John, you in Brazil, whoever is a firefighter, if you're first in the scene, you're in charge of the scene. That's the way it works there." And then I was in charge of the scene. And the guys came and said, "Do you want us to put a net to get the body down the river?" Say, "No, we're going to take that guy to life." You know why? Because you say he has faith. He has faith. And with faith, I know he's looking about me, but I want to transfer that to God. You may be seated. You may be seated. Just let me get my time right here. And I say, his name was Thiago. Say, "Thiago, first thing I want you to do is to hush your mouth. Because I don't work in pressure." Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. "I want you to hear what I'm going to tell you." Oh, hallelujah. "You see, I'm here and I'm going to help you." And I start describing or what we was doing. I said, "Well, first thing I'm going to put a rope around the tree. Can you see that, Thiago?" "Yeah, yeah, 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 I can see it." "Hurry up." "And second," I'm typing. Now my suit doesn't matter no more. Hallelujah. Now I'm starting even to tell the names of the knots that we was doing. Because I just want to give confidence that I know what I'm doing. I just want to give you, I know the situation is bad. I know you in big trouble right there. I cannot reach you right now. But if you just hold a minute, hallelujah. If you just hold a minute, we're going to get you, hallelujah. Because you told something that stirred up myself. You told something that messed up inside me. Oh, I know it's hard to believe. 3 in the morning, cold, shivering, almost, he was almost dead. He was falling in hypothermia, whatever y'all call. And he was just, but I put my life, he was crying. I said, "Please hurry up. Please hurry up. I cannot hold no more. I cannot hold. It's too tough. I cannot hold it no more." And when the guy, it was not me that crossed the river. I was too big. I need to send a shorter guy. Hallelujah. But when that guy grabbed him, he basically passed out. And we was able to rescue him up. I went to the hospital. I said, Thiago, you teach me the biggest lesson of faith. You know why? You know why? Because I serve Jesus. And by Jesus say that we tell faith. I cannot please him. Oh, somebody just hear me what I said. And I wanted to understand that when you have a situation, God is just waiting for somebody to say, I have faith in you, Jesus. I trust you, Jesus. Am I sin to death? But on the right time, on the right moment, I know you will save me. Oh, how do you think one of his saints, one of his sons and kids and daughters of God, just look to him and say, God, I am in a big problem right here. That looks like I'm going to survive. That looks like I'm going to get out from this situation. But I have faith in you, Jesus. I'm not going to say nothing. I'm not going to say nothing. I just don't want you work. My God. I just want to see you work, Jesus. Jairus, don't bother the master. Your daughter's dead. Shh. Don't worry about them, Jairus. Just watch me work. And look, this lady. Look, you heal. Get out. Yeah, you. Okay, you next. Don't worry, Jairus. Just keep looking me. Hallelujah. Faith to speak to the tree. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm not taking too much time on this, but how Nanny, I was talking, maybe seated. Let me take time. I just on the first item. I still have two more. Sister, I didn't know she was Sister Westberg, but when I was talking, I felt so related with her. And she was raised, or she has something connected to Kew Gore in Longview, Texas. That's where all my family came. But you know, Sister Westberg was there in Longview, or Kew Gore. That nanny, she was used from God. She came, and she went to drop her trash on the dumpster. And when she dropped, she was already 70 or something. She went to drop. The keys was on her hand, and the keys fall down there. It was getting dark. And in those times, didn't have too many people, don't even have cell phone. But I remember Nanny testifying to me. Say, Johnny John, I start praying. And I spoke to my keys. That's too much for some of y'all. Yeah. You know why? You're in trouble, but you're spending your energy complaining. You're spending your anger. Hurry up! God, have a plan, have a time, and it's not your time! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated. I'm trying to get to the next step. And just to say, Johnny John, I look down and the keys was right. I don't have time to go details, but I'm just trying to put the faith up on this place. Say, I look and the keys was right on my foot. I say, Nanny, that's magic. Say, no, magic is illusion. Magic is not real. You just don't catch the secret. When God do it, it's not magic. It's miracle. And miracle requires faith. 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 Why did I read the book of Acts? Because Jesus told them, go to the room and wait. Wait something they never saw. To wait something you never saw before requires faith. Just wait there. Wait what? The Holy Ghost. How? Give me the characteristics. Then I can identify. Just wait. Just have faith. And I'm going to stir up. Hallelujah. I went to the bathroom before the service start. And a guy that I never saw, Brother Dudley, came to me and said, can I speak to you? I say, yeah. Do you have a few minutes? That's what he told us. And he came and said, he told his story. And he started speaking about his wife. And he asked me, Brother Lily, 30 minutes ago, say, since you're a missionary, I need some faith. He said, have you ever saw a woman from a wheelchair to stand up and walk? I'm going to tell you, I told him, after he is here, he hear what I say, he going to confirm. I say, Daddy saw, Grandpa saw, Nanny saw. I didn't yet. Well, some of y'all didn't connect the faith right there. Some of you didn't connect the faith. She's here today. Oh, he still didn't connect the faith. I say she's here today. And if somebody have faith for the impossible. Oh, I lost half of y'all on that one. God is able. I say God is able. I say God is able. He can do it. You cannot do it, but God can do it. And I have faith on you, Jesus. I have faith on you, Jesus. Brother Dudley, if everything works out good the way he's going, somebody going to get the Holy Ghost tonight. Faith! God is able and he can't do it. You may be seated. I'm trying to go to the next steps. It's been 5 years I don't come to Kansas. Then let me take my lay ones. Hallelujah. Let me just give one more about faith. I'm trying to build somebody's faith on this place. We already repent. It's all clean up. It's a new page. That was my relief. 5 minutes before the service was done. It's done. Okay, I accept it. New page. And do you remember? Do you remember what was prophesied? Keep the eyes on Jesus. Look here, Chuck, what I'm doing. Come, wait. I'm coming there. I'm going to get you. Jesus, have everything on control. You see, Brother Justin, is Justin or Dusty? Justin. My good friend from Texas. See, if you come and ask him $1 million, he wants, but he's not able to give you that. He wants, he wish he could give somebody $1 million, but he's not able. If you go to Bill Gates, knock on his door and say, I need $1 million. He's able, but he don't want. But the Jesus that I serve, the Bible say, I want and I am able, just have faith. You may be seated. Let me go to the second before I'm fixing to close those doors. You have time to get out still. The second secret for the Church of Acts. If we want a Church of Acts, that's what I've been preaching in my church. The second secret that they had for the success and for the mighty things that happened on that place was something called obedience. You know, disciples, that's what we read, right? Go there to their room and wait for something ever saw, faith. And don't get out there until. That's obedience. How long? Until. You see, if you would know how much time you needed, you wouldn't even need to have faith. Or even better, to speak in tongues, you need to have faith, because you don't need to have faith to speak something you know. But yo, go there to that room and wait until. Obedience. The opposite for an obedience. I know you're going to say disobedience. No, he's rebellious. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, but you depend on the pastor. Oh, but I have the gifts. I got a guy one time that show up there. He came to me and say, I have the 9 gifts of the Spirit. My father always teaches you, whoever have, don't tell it. And I told him, say, no, actually have the 10. Say, no, the 9. Say, no, the 10, the 9, the 10, the 9. Say, what's the 10? I never, the lie, the gift. The gift of lie. Because if you have it, and I say, I'm going to prove it to you that you don't have your gifts. Who's your pastor? Who's your elder? Oh, you see, I don't have the word in English. Not free, but he keeps moving. I say, go read Job and you're going to see the one that's moving. Where are you coming from? From moving around the earth. Because obedience requires submission. Once you have submission, you can have the miracle. Oh, it's getting quiet, but that's okay. Maybe seated. Do I have time? I don't. I lost my time. I'm too young to be preaching that long. Amen. I had a lady in my church. She came to me. She said, Pastor, she had problems with her lungs. She just had 20% of one of the sides of the lungs. Then to her to do 3 steps, a lot of effort. I'd say, Sister, God can heal you. Just half of y'all believe that's okay. Let me come back to faith again. You know why some of y'all get quiet? Because the water's just on your knees and you still have everything on control. And God cannot help you when it's possible for you. Oh, you got quiet on that one. You may be sitting there. And I say, sister, I want you to pay attention on the service. And I don't know how, but God going to use somebody. And that somebody going to be able to help you on this healing. Okay, do you got? Yeah, okay, let's do it. In one service, on Sunday night service, we have a pastor that he leads service. On Sundays, our pastors that do the service. And he's really wild. He likes to sing those fast songs. And he's like, doing. He stopped the music and say, I just feel right now in my heart. Say the first or second or third person that do 7 laps around the church, God will heal you. Half of y'all say, ooh, and half of y'all say, that's weird. And that's exactly where the faith put the doubts. Because if it is weird, God gonna deal with that pastor later. And I was sitting there and I even did the eye motion to her. Do it. She didn't do it. I came to her and said, sister. I said, pastor, I don't even have breath to do half lap. And she told in tears, sincere. I don't have even strength to do half lap. I said, but sister, get the idea. If you have faith and what the men of God told in obedience, you're going to do what is possible and go get to your limit, and God can go do the impossible. Obedience! 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 Oh, I wish. I'm so glad that the church is clean out now. We have obedience people here in this place. That's the reason if somebody can connect with me. Great things God have started for here tonight. Ooh. Oh, you see, the faith is building a little bit. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you have. You need to be submit. That's the reason we need to have somebody higher than us to test our obedience. All the elders there, they have an elder. Because they need to have the submission to. The same way we have. Oh, but I can speak this. I can do that. I can do that. Yeah, I had a guy that told me that. And I say, that's funny. Then the Bible have a guy called Cornelius. And the Bible say that he was nice. He was a prayerful guy. And guess what? An angel show up to talk to him. I never had an angel to show up to me to talk. He could come to the pastor and say, the angel spoke to me. Did he spoke to you? No. I'll say, I'm more special than you. But you guess what? What the angel tell? The angel say, go talk to Pastor Peter. And he going to tell you what to do. I'm fixing to go to my third one. Third one is short. Thank you, Jesus. Trying to build faith on this place. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We need new miracles on this place. I say we need new things. And tonight is our night. Some of y'all, God, that one. You may be seated. I'm trying to hurry up to my point. And I even talked to my bishop. My bishop said, just be yourself. Don't try to copy nobody. Don't try you. I'm obeying his orders. Obedience. Oh, I am obedient to my bishop. Oh, he got quiet, but that's okay. You see, I'm just being obedient. And that's me. That's John Lambert. I like to use illustration because I know through the illustration you're never going to forget. Don't forget. That means that big chance that when you're there outside, you're going to remember him before you do your mess, before you fall in the river. Brother Justin, let me use you again. You like my new tie? That's actually, thank you very much for the basket, Brother Dudley. Very nice. And let me give a secret to the elders. If you bring your family, the basket's bigger. Amen. I love it. And actually, even the wallet. And the wallet, I got really scared about. You want to read that to me, Elder? I'm the only one that got a note on my wallet. Then, if you want to read it, all bills, shopping, gas, fuel, food, just go to room 312, Marriott Hotel. He will pay you in cash, ADHC. Who's in the 312, Marriott? Oh, right. Oh, okay. Oh, Brother John Moody. Okay. Just, we know where to go. Mine was the only one that had that. And I was just, since nobody mentioned, I was afraid to mention it, but I feel good now. Amen. Brother Justin. Let me focus right here. The tie they gave to me, I'm wearing. All the preacher was wearing the new ties, and I guess that was the road to go that I'm using too. Maybe helps right here. Amen. Yeah. How much 1 to 10 you give to my dressing? 1 to 10. Already that easy? I even put the jacket. 10? That's good. I ain't even gonna put the jacket. We laugh. But that's exactly how half of y'all are thinking. Just like that little boy that daddy told him, sit down. You in trouble. And he sit down and say, I'm sitting, but my heart is standing up. Outside is pretty. It's got better now. And you gave 10, we tell the coach. But the deal is, Brother Justin, that God... He don't look on you inside. Obedience, you are. God is watching your inside. Your inside may not look what outside looks. God told Samuel.
No, he say no pictures, elder. And that's exactly like you come to the church.
10 outside.
But a big mass inside, and God is watching inside. God is watching while you cannot see it.
Oh, God, I found a new king.
Samuel, you're looking to outside. Outside looks pretty, but I'm looking inside. And inside, God can see things that, oh, hallelujah. If God would have pushed some curtains for some of y'all here inside, that's the reason the importance of all the obedience. Because the obedience gonna clean on my outside. Obedience gonna clean my inside. Hallelujah. And I'm getting to the third point now. But let me reinforce again. Doesn't matter who you are. You need a preacher. I say you need a preacher. Because it's the preacher that will practice or test your obedience. That guy in the water, Chagua, say, first thing, stop talking. Because your talking going to distract you. Good thing the guy was obedient. I say, just watch me. And if you can do that, I can help you. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody hear me here tonight. If you can do that, I'm going to show you what God can do. I'm trying to build out a faith. For me, I've been very honest. I would love to my church be the first one to start this new revival that I believe it is on our way. It's all white. All white. Elder Howard, and I really admire Elder Howard, Elder Garrett. I know about their outreach and the way they do their outreach. You may be seated. I needed to leave from home 4 o'clock of Wednesday, whatever the day I left. And I needed, in 3:40 of the afternoon, I still was inside a house from a family witnessing. My wife, he says, everything's okay? It was so tight. So tight. I believe that. I didn't believe. Hallelujah. I didn't lost my hope on that yet. I believe in a revival. Was so tight that when I got inside the plane, the door closed. That's how close I got to lose the flight. And I was there witnessing this family. I just went there to say hi to them. And they start asking. And she would start saying about three things, or three gods. God the Father, God the Son, God, can't you see, He's in the Bible. I said, you need to obey what the Bible is saying. And I was having a hard time for that conversation. And say, but it's three. I say, well, let me give a check math for you before I need to leave. I say, it's funny. I told her, it's funny. You know the Bible. You say have three. But it's funny. The Bible says the devil is the father of lies. He is the son of perdition, and he has the spirit of Antichrist, and you say he's just one. I left the house with the lady. I left that bug in her ears. I know I'm ready to come back there and preach the rest. I'm just saying the harvest is white. For me, it doesn't matter if you start on your church. It doesn't matter if you start on your church. I just want to start it. Because once started, we'll get my place too. Hallelujah. Oh, brother, I'm going, hallelujah. That's, I share with my elders here, with elders. That's names for visitors that come into church. I have names all over. And daily I'm saying, God, I still have faith, touch them, visit. It could be today. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm going to the last spot, and that's where you can close those doors. You have your chance to get out. Hallelujah. 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 Everybody still with me in this place. I know I took way too long. Hallelujah. You need to understand that jets go faster and cars take longer. You may be seated. But the last secret, in my opinion, for the Church of Acts is something called unity. What's the first?
Faith.
Oh, just half of y'all believe on that. What's the first?
Faith.
What's the second?
Obedience.
And now we go to the unity. Go there. Wait for something you never saw. That's faith. Faith to expect something you don't see, but you expect that it will come. Second, wait out until. And third, everybody. When Peter stood up, all was in one accord. That's the reason I gave you a chance to get out. And I mean it, ushers or whatever y'all call, close those doors. Everybody's just closed. They had their chance. Oh, that bothers some of y'all. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Just came to my mind now, illustration. If I'm not mistaken, that happened in Colombia. It wasn't a church. And at the church, they started a service, and everybody was shouting, singing, and all night. And suddenly, 10 guys, all in black with machine guns and masks, came inside. Say, guess what? Who loves Jesus gonna die? You don't love. You run right now. Half of the church run away to the woods. Okay, anybody else? You have the chance. You have the chance. That's what was loading my gun. Y'all willing to die? They was all crying. The story say, Brother Howard, the guys dropped their guns, took their masks, and say, oh, let's start service. All the fake people got out. If somebody left, we starting right now. Yeah, faith that is in the house. Obedience it is in the house. And we go practice unity. Everybody say amen. You may be seated. I still have my last illustration. I get out of the way. Oh, Don't let them come in. Don't let them come in. And I'm going to tell you where I learned my lesson of new unity. Yeah, I did learn that lesson. A boy, little boy from my church came and say, he asked about, said, Pastor, I want to ask you something. Say, go ahead, son. I always try to give attention to kids. I love kids. And he say, I want to know why the zebra. Why God made zebra black and white? Because zebra don't have no defense, don't have no paws, or don't have no sting, don't have no jaws, or don't have no... Say, that's the ugliest animal in the creation. And I know you study Bible, and I know you can help me on that. And I did see the sincerity on the boy. You might question, but I did. So, well, one time, when I have time, I will check for you why God did that. And when I find out, I come back and talk to you. Okay? And then it took long. I came and looked for him and say, Pastor had the answer. Say, you know what? Yeah, you're right. Zebra is useless. Like, actually, they are the meal for the lions. They're just there to survive, I guess. And but I have news for you. Why she's black and white. Say, black and white is the defense of the zebra. Defense, yes, is the defense. You say, when the lion come, if, oh, hallelujah, all the pack, you call the pack, pack? All, if all the pack go together, because they're black and white. The lion don't see one zebra. But the lion get hypnotized. Because you see the big white and black wave moving. So, whoa, I thought I was going to get one, but I didn't know it was that big. And when they move together, the lion, he just see a huge zebra. And I say, you know, young boy, who the lion end up getting? It's that one that's there in the corner and didn't obey the command. Let's move. You know, the one that died. Is the one that was not willing to see the movement. Because against the church, if everybody moved together. Oh, hallelujah. I'm getting one on one now. If everybody moved together. What Paul told the boat, nobody gonna die. If everybody moved together, we gonna see things before the rapture. If everybody moved together, the devil will not defeat us or young people. If everybody moved together, the devil will not defeat us your marriage. He will not defeat us your church. Shall we stand on this place? Stay in the spirit. Don't turn me off. Now it's time for all of us. You know what? I came early to this church today. And I know it's going to sound funny. The musicians can come. But I pray for each of the spiel that you're singing right now. And if it's not comfortable, it's not that the product is, I pray, say, God, touch whoever going to sit on this seat. And if you're doubting, I even pray for the sound system guy, chair. And I even pray for the drummer's chair. I pray for your chair. Because now we all going to one direction. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, somebody help me build faith on this place. Obey. Obey the order. Oh, Jesus. If you don't see, attention, please. Attention. If you don't see, we're fixing to move. The Bible, they say that the lion, he wants to get. I don't know how to quote in English. But he's ready to get anybody that he can. If we move together. Some people that you came here, you cannot leave this place. We tell praying through tonight. Some people you came to this place. Oh, hallelujah. You're going to have to do something to impress God. Oh, he echoes in my ear right now. Chago screaming. I have faith on you. Don't let me die. He told, I have kids. I have family. Later I went to see. He was just coming back from home. And he thought he could cross the river. And the under, I don't know how to call it, the under, whatever, he make him fall. And when he see he was going, he was just had time to grab a tree. It's okay. Jesus is in the house. I say Jesus is in the house. He's able and he can. Hallelujah. Well, I pray for your seat, whoever you are today. If you want, he's able. Hallelujah. Do I have anybody else that can connect your faith with my faith? Whatever is your needs, we fix it right on this new page. That was prophesied this morning. And what about Faith Tabernacle, Junction City, whatever city you are? What about we start a new page, putting Church of Acts? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! If somebody can come back to your church with a faith that he's able. That he can do it. The first thing I want you to do is say, here I am again, Lord. Here I am again, Lord. Yes, you know my request. Come on, obey what I'm saying. Be obedient. Here I am again, Lord. You know my need, Lord. Here I am again, Lord. I need revival. I need restoring. I need healing. I need, Lord. Oh, are you ready for the second step? Are you ready for the second step? Here I am again, Lord. I know you're able. I know you can. I have faith on you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Here I am again, Lord. Guess what? I prayed this morning. I'm praying again. Here I am again, Lord. Jesus. Oh, I may never saw somebody from the wheelchair walk, but we're fixing to do it. Hallelujah. God can do it. I say God can do it. Are you ready for the second step? No, we need to start praying yet. We didn't start praying yet. We're just telling God that here I am again. You know what, Brother Garrett? Daily. I mentioned to God those names. This name is my personal list of people that I gave or are given a study. And when I go to the church in the morning, I say, God, you already know who I'm going to tell. Guess what? And I start my list. Valdir, Victoria, Everton, Vanessa, Everton, Franswelli. And then I do a stop. Visit them, Lord. Hallelujah. I lost half of y'all. You know, Grandma Louise, I can say about her, but Grandma Louise, in her house, Brother Dudley, in her house, she would put the names from her family on the walls. And when she was in the room and she would go to have to get the aisle to go to the kitchen, she would be, oh God, touch Johnny, save Johnny, Jesus. And she would get to the kitchen. That was, I don't know, I forgot her names, good blank, but I had a touch Junior. And she would just start doing it. And she needed, somebody needs something outside. She needs to pass through the garage. Have a sign there with names. Say to God, don't forget to touch so-and-so. So-and-so. He did it? That's none of your business. We don't question like was preached this morning. Hallelujah. You see here, elder, some have a yellow line. You know what's yellow, Brother Dudley? You know what's yellow? Yeah, it is. It is. They came to church, got baptized, and got a Holy Ghost. I have faith on you, Jesus. Here I am again, Lord. You know, when the church can get the concept that the church is not defined by Junction or Wichita or Tulsa or whatever's your city, when we can get the concept, that's one church. I know it's going to sound weird and it going to sound really low. And you can judge as you want. I know God can see my inside very good. But I pray for each one of these elders here in the platform. Because it's not about my church. It's about God. God's church. I get happy when you speak that 70-something African people are coming. I get happy. I don't get jealous. Brother, I get happy. He told me that some Chinese people was going through. I get happy with that. Because it's not a competition to see who can save more. If the church is unity, He don't give my time, that God don't give my revival too. But the worst thing we can do is to divide. What was the I don't know the altar that told that, but the altar say if you want to win your enemy, divide and conquer. God is backwards. Unity. And you might say, but what's my defense? Well, zebra is black and white. Or is our holiness. When you go to the street, they don't look you different. That's our defense. Oh, he got quiet. Hallelujah! Oh, I lost some of y'all, but that's okay. That's still our defense. If we can do it together. And if you do notice, we fix them to move. Everybody's ready. You wouldn't be awesome for this new page that was prophesied for us to write on the first white new page. The things that happen, well, what's going to happen right here? So-so got healed. So-so prayed through. So-so got a Holy Ghost. So-so got baptized. The visitor got healed. Oh, hallelujah. Oh. It's all about unity. I need to get out. We're going to use the words of Peter. And once he's done reading Acts 2:1-4, we're going to start praying. And this prayer is going to shake hell. I want to go up the stairs that the angels are coming up and down. If you want me to stir up your faith, I do stir up your faith right now. Right now. I have a lot of folks of my church praying, fasting for this service right now, including my bishop and my mom. Because I wrote him a text before the service. That new page is going to be writing. Not for Junction, for the Apostolic Church. You might say it, but they are not here. So what? It's not a flesh fight. It's a spiritual fight. In flesh, we are 1,000 miles distant. But in spirit, I can feel it. In spirit, I believe. When he's done praying, I'm going to pray for Haza, for Claudia, and for Adriana. That was the three that was in their house. And I believe God can go visit there. Oh, hallelujah. You might say, my husband is not here, so what? God don't need him to be here. God say, I have angels in my command. You just need to say, I have faith on you, Jesus. I believe in you. Tonight may be the night. Hallelujah. Tonight may be the night. God can go to Idaho. God can go to Oklahoma right now. God can go to Houston area. God can go to Arkansas. God can do it. Oh, I feel faith building.
And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place.
One accord!
And suddenly there came a sound from heaven.
Hallelujah.
As of a rushing mighty wind.
Move, Jesus.
And it filled all the house where they were sitting.
Move, Jesus.
And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as of fire.
Yes.
And it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost.
Oh.
And began to speak with other
tongues.
As the Spirit gave them utterance.
Jesus, go ahead, pray.